evening and welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday night on Planet FM, Christchurch Saturday night on Plains FM, and Sunday afternoon in Kapiti Coast, and Sunday evening on Wellington Access Radio. And welcome along to everybody that tunes in online on planetaudio.org.nz across New Zealand and all around the world. We opened up the show tonight there with the Chieftains and Callan's Concerto. And as we're only less than a week away from St. Patrick's Day, I thought it's only appropriate we have a song praising St. Patrick. So here is Daniel O'Donnell to open up the show with us tonight and his version of Hail Glorious St. Patrick.
This song we sing loud and proud every St. Patrick's Day at home. I hope you like it. Dear Saint of our eyes, on us thy poor children bestow a sweet smile. And now thou art high in the mansions above, on Erin's green valleys, look down in thy love. Thy words were once strong against Satan's wiles and an infidel throng. Not less is thy might where in heaven thou art. O come to our aid, in our battles take part. Sweet land of our birth, where the shamrock still blooms as when thou wert on air, and our hearts shall yet burn wheresoever we roam, for God and Saint Patrick and our native home.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel taking a break from performing at the moment. And there he is with a version of a song that he sings around St. Patrick's Day every year. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, as is the case down here in New Zealand, the Middle East and the war between the US, Israel and Iran is still dominating the news in Ireland. And of course, the price of fuel in Ireland has gone through the roof, as it has here and many other parts of the world. Trump said yesterday the war is near an end, but that story seems to change every few hours with the attacks tonight by Iran. So this could drag on and drag on. And it's a very worrying problem for people, for economies everywhere. And of course, the Irish Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, he's heading to Washington next week, and he'll be in America for a few days, but he'll be in the White House on St. Patrick's Day, presenting a bowl of shamrock to the president, and no doubt will invite him to come to Ireland to the Irish Open, which has been played down at Trump's golf course in Doonbeg in County Clare in September this year. But the Taoiseach today was in Spain with meetings with the Spanish Prime Minister, as Ireland prepares to take over the presidency of the European Union in June for 6 months. And of course, the president or prime minister of Spain has been singled out by Trump as being very uncooperative when he refused to let Spanish air bases be used for the war in Iran. So, Micheál Martin today, you know, showed solidarity with the prime minister of Spain. So he has to be careful in what words he chooses, because who knows what might happen next week when he goes to the United States. Of course, I think there's about 11 Irish senior ministers in the States, and we've got junior minister for agriculture, Noel Grealish, down here, and I hope to catch up with him at the weekend and have an interview on the programme next week. Right, we continue on with music, and this time we've got Imelda May, Karen Casey and the Dubliners with a long extended version of Dublin in the Rare Old Times.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes are renowned, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunted children's out to redundancy. Like my house, it fell to progress, my trade to memory. And I courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please, a rogue, a child of Mary, from the rebel liberties of me. I lost her to a Stuchia, with skin as black as coal. When he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Yeah.
Dublin in the rare old times, and it'll be a busy place next week. Upwards of 500,000 people come out and take to the streets to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Now, there could be chaos in Dublin next week because a lot of people are unhappy that the government won't do something about the price of fuels, and I think hauliers and transport people are urging the government to reduce the excise tax for the time being, but it seems the government are holding tight on that, and a lot of people said that they may take to the streets next week and maybe bring Dublin to a standstill, which is something that the government won't want to do. So it's certainly, you know, what would be a great celebration could be dampened if there's no transport operating in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day there next week. The weather is improving in Ireland at the moment, so hopefully it'll be a nice day for the parades that will be taking place all around the country. I'm not sure who the Grand Marshal in Ireland is in Dublin this year, but I see there's a auctioneer in Kilkenny. I was reading in the Farming Independent, we might give you his name later. He's the Grand Marshal down there. As I mentioned, Taoiseach is heading to America, and President Connolly at the weekend celebrating International Women's Day came out on Sunday, and while not naming America or Trump, she did make strong references to the war in Iran, and that it was a justifiable war, and obviously this could come up in conversations between journalists who obviously have done their work and may ask a couple of curly questions when the Taoiseach is in the Oval Office next week. So Mr. Pete Micheál Martin, he's a very experienced diplomat, and he'll need all that next week to deal with any tricky questions that are brought up by the President of the United States. And speaking of America, big night next Sunday night, Monday morning here, our time. The Oscar ceremony will be taking place. And of course, Jessie Buckley, who's swept Derby Award for her outstanding performance in Hamlet, she's tipped to win the Oscar for the leading actress in a major movie. And so hopefully there'll be good news for Kerry and Ireland and for Jessie, and certainly get glowing reviews for her part in the movie. And as I mentioned a few weeks ago, as well as being a good actor, she's a fantastic singer. So let's hope there'll be plenty of celebrations in Ireland and Kerry and all around the world next week to celebrate Jessie Buckley's success in the Oscars. Right, well, our hearts will be in Ireland next week as St. Patrick's Day dawns on us, and it's, I know, a time when people think back to Ireland and, you know, the gays growing up, and my own memories was parades when I was in the FCA off doing the parades in Galway. We'd be gone for most of the day. What we looked after was a warm dinner on the way home at Toome or Glenamaddy in the local hotels. But certainly all the FCA and Army are out in force taking part in various parades around. So the wolf tones, and my heart is in Ireland for everybody that's missing Ireland this time of the year.
London, I met an old man. He kept a bar called the Horses and Tram. My parents were Irish, they loved that dear land. The Cockney, he smiled and he shook my old hand. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me. Though born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me. Near a in Wales, by a roadside cafe, a young girl came smiling and to me did say, well, my folks are from Ireland. Ireland. Me dad, he hopes one day, when he leaves the mines, sure we'll go back to stay. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Our hills and our valleys are calling to me. The born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me. Then I went through the Midlands, through each city and town. I found there were Irish in each place. I roamed and I drank and I sang in a pub they call the Crown. With the Birmingham Irish we sang songs of home. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Our hills and our valleys are calling to me. The born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me. Then I went north to Scotland, to Glasgow on the Clyde. I met with some young lads, said Celtic's our side. All our folks are from Ireland, the island of the green. The country we love, but a place we've not seen. My heart is in Ireland, it's there I long to be. Our hills and our valleys are calling to me. Well, born here in this land, my heart is in Ireland. The land of the old folk is calling to me.
Yes, my heart is in Ireland. Well, there'll be a lot of Irish events happening around New Zealand here over the next few days. And starts off on Saturday, there's the Irish minister, Noel Grealish. Not sure whether he'll be playing, but there's a Barbarians rugby, touch rugby competition that takes place over at the Irish club. Well, the pitch outside of the Rocky Nook bowling club is where the Irish club is, but the Mount Albert Rugby League club across the road, there'll be the touch rugby game there. And then there's a fun afternoon at the Irish Club all day on Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday, you got the Hugh Green Parade down Queen Street with the music festival afterwards down at the bottom of Queen Street. And then there'll be a big celebration back at the Irish Club again on Sunday afternoon. And of course, then on St. Patrick's Day itself, there's a lot of activities at the Irish Club, including obviously the special mass that will take place there at 10:30 on St. Patrick's Day. So the Irish Club are looking for people to come along and help. So if you're able to help out over the next few days, please get in touch with any member at the Irish Club, or just turn up and help and set up stuff for the weekend. So the event's set up on Saturday mornings from 9:30, and they want people helping at their stall selling Irish Club t-shirts and goodies over the weekend. So there's a link there on the Irish Society newsletter. So if you're able to help out. So Saturday, as I said, the family day at the Irish Club with the ambassador will be there along with the minister. And then the after-match parade on Sunday the 15th, come along. And then on Tuesday, Mass at 10:30 a.m. And one of the highlights of the Masses is remembering all the members of the Irish Club that have passed away over the last year. So if you're planning to be there on St. Patrick's Day, go along early for the Mass and bring a plate and then enjoy a great afternoon there. It's always a great day, and let's hope the weather will be good. It's not great in Auckland at the moment, so lots of activities happening at the Irish Club here in Auckland leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day itself. Up next, we've got Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares to You.
Oh,
Sinead O'Connor and Nothing Compares to You. Speaking of music, I see that tonight the widow of Shane McGann has come out and said that Bruce Springsteen, he's going to record a version of Rainy Night in Soho in memory of his great friend Shane McGann. He went to visit Shane McGann before he passed away a couple of months when he was touring in Ireland. And just to remind you, the Pogues tour in New Zealand gets underway next month, just less than a month away, starting in Wellington at the St. James's Theatre on the 8th of April, Christchurch Town Hall on the 9th of April, and the Convention Centre in Auckland on the 11th of April, and tickets available through the Ticketmaster website. Right, a big weekend in sport coming up. Of course, Ireland had, they thought a hard win against Wales at the weekend and now set up a triple crown game on Saturday afternoon in Dublin against Scotland, who will also have a great chance of winning. Well, they'll have a chance of winning the triple crown, but possibly a chance of winning the championship for them. They're one on even points with France, but France at home against England. But Ireland certainly are playing much better than they started off. And of course, after this, their next big international will be down here against the All Blacks on the 18th of July, and tickets for that test match go on sale here in New Zealand today. Of course, they'll play in Australia two games before they come over here. They're playing a test against Australia on the 4th, and then they have another test. I think it's either Japan or Fiji in Australia, and then over here for that match in July. And of course, it's coming down to the finals time in schools rugby. And I saw a letter in the Irish Times the other day complaining that the Irish Times isn't publishing reports on all the Leinster schools, colleges, matches that used to happen. And I know a friend, somebody here rang me after my Super Rugby magazine came out and was complaining that the Christchurch Press don't publish the results of the Super Rugby games here, like once upon a time. And in fact, the Irish papers do with all the games results from Monday, but maybe not report them about the games. And I think it's at Blackrock College against Terenure, I think, in the final. And I think Sligo Grammar had a big win today. And of course, the other big sporting event this time of the year, Ireland v England in Cheltenham, and the racing festival got underway today. And after the 7 races today, England lead 4-3 in the training stakes. But it was a big day. JP McManus, as he celebrated his 75th birthday, he didn't win the big race that one of his horses was running, but he had two other horses that came in at a combination of 208-1 in a handicap double. So I'm sure JP had a few bob on them. But Cheltenham, huge festival, although the numbers have been cut back. They had too many people there. The prices went up a lot over the last 2 years, but I know they reduced the cost, but it's still about £80 or £90 a day to go in. Price of pints of Guinness last year were nearly £8 or £9. They brought it back to about £6, and they made food and stuff cheaper because people stayed away. And I was reading about a travel agent in Kilkenny that sends people over there every year, and he said normally people used to go for the 4 days, but now they'll do 2 days. They might do Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday and Friday. But it's the big festival. Ireland have dominated the training between Willie Mullins, Gordon Elliott and Henry de Blomfeld over the last few years. But it looks like at the moment it's neck and neck after day one. All right, this time we're going to have, I think we've got a call here from Seamus Heaney, and this is called Postscript, all about out down in County Clare. And I thought after that, we might as well have a song about Clare. And we have Christy Moore with Listown Barn.
Postscript. And sometime, make the time to drive out west into County Clare along the flaggy shore in September or October, when the wind and the light are working off each other, so that the ocean on one side is wild with foam and glitter, and inland among stones the surface of a slate grey lake is lit by the earth lightning of a flock of swans, their feathers ruffed and ruffling, white on white, their fully grown headstrong looking heads tucked or cresting or busy under water. Useless to think you'll park and capture it more thoroughly. You are neither here nor there. A hurry through which known and strange things pass. as big soft buffetings come at the car sideways and catch the heart off guard and blow it open.
Listen, brother. Listen, 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 brother. Oh, listen, brother. Listen, 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 brother.
How's it going there? Everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk and Lennamaddy. Here we are in the County Clare, it's a long, long way from here to there. There's the Burren, and the Cliffs of Moher, and the Tulla, and the Kilfenore, and Michael Russell, Dr. Bill, Willie Clancy and Noel Hill. Flutes and fiddles everywhere, if it's music you want, you should go to Clare. Sure, everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Some head off to exotic places. Others go to the Galway races. A cousin of mine goes potholing. A cousin of hers loves Joe Dolan. Matty goes to the south of France. Jim to the dogs and pizza to the dance. Summer comes around each year. We go there and they come here. Some jet off to Frihiliana. But I always go to Listown Varna.
Oh, Listown Varna.
I always leave of a Thursday night with my tent and my ground sheet rolled up tight. I like to hit Listown in or around Friday afternoon. This gives me time to get my gear together. I don't need to worry about the weather. Ramble in for a pint of stout, cause you never know who'd be hanging about. There's a Dutchman playing a mandolin, and a German looking for Lee Mogo Flynn, and there's Adam Bono and Gareth Fitzgerald getting their photo taken for the Sun the World. Finbar Charlie and Jim Hand, and they're drinking pints to bait the band, and the grand. The multitudes, they flock in throngs to hear the music and the songs, and motorbikes and high-ass vans with bottles, barrels, flagons, cans. Way back. Loads of frolics, pioneers and alcoholics, and Black Spook in the FCA, and Freddie Kelly in the IRA, and Hairy Chests and Milk White Ties, and Mickey Dodgers in disguise, McGraths, O'Briens, Pippins, Coxes, massage parlors and horse boxes, RTE or making tapes, taking breaks and throwing shapes, there's Aurons, Baurons, Abadons, Arab Sheiks, Hindu Sikhs, Jesus Freaks, this is heaven, this is hell, who cares? Who can tell? Anyone from the last few Chuck Ices now? A 747 for Jackson Brown. They had to build a special room just to get him down before the chieftains could start to play. Seven creamy pints came out in a tray. Sherga was ridden by Lord Lucan. Sean Cannon did the backstage cooking. Planet were playing Harry's game, and Christy was singing Nancy Spain. And Mary O'Hara and Brush Shields together doing the Four Green Fields. Van der Man and Emmy Lou and Moving Hats and Planxty too. Everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Sean Doherty goes to the Roses Tralee, and Oliver J. Flanagan goes swimming in the Holy Sea. But I like the music in the open air, so every summer I go to Clare. Cause Woodstock Knock nor the Feast of Cana could hold a match to Listown Varna.
Oh, Listown Varna. Listown, 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 Listown Varna.
Listown Varna was the Glastonbury of Ireland in the 80s, of course, a major festival. There was Christy Moore singing Listown Varna, before that great Seamus Heaney with his poem called Postscript. And if you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Groove. I mentioned earlier about Jesse Buckley and the Oscars this weekend, and of course the new series of Peaky Blinders featuring Cillian Murphy just opened. I think it's in cinemas, but it'll be on probably Netflix as well. It's supposed to be very, very good. So Ireland doing very well on the entertainment stakes. Speaking of entertainment, Ray D'Arcy was unceremoniously dumped from RT last year after obviously prolonged negotiations about its particular show, The Afternoon Show, but RTE changed all the shows around. He was surplus to requirements and was a bit disappointed the way his long career with RTE. He's back now with his wife producing a podcast, but I see I haven't listened to it, but the RTE a review in the Irish Times say Ray D'Arcy will need to do more than ponder aimlessly to draw listeners to his daily podcast. I suppose it's very hard for these people to get off the limelight when you're so long, and there's so many people with podcasts these days. It's a crowded space, so it'll be interesting to see how he goes there. But I see Fintan O'Toole in his article in the Irish Times on Tuesday. I haven't read it yet, but the headline says Donald Trump is not mentally ill, but he's mad. Somebody needs to tell him the truth, or swathes of the world could be turned into Gaza writ large. So, yes, Fintan doesn't hold back, and certainly the way Trump is going over the last few weeks, you'd have to question his sanity. But we'll have to wait and see. And as I mentioned, big day for Micheál Martin next week when he heads over there to meet the president and present him with a bowl of shamrock. Right, let's move on with Big Tom and the Four Roads to Glenamaddy.
Four country roads winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the friends I left behind. Dusty roads winding to the town of Glenamaddy. Four dusty roads forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. Once in a while I see us walking home in the morning light. And after the time I long to see my hometown once again. Four roads from Glenamaddy. Four roads that drift apart. Four roads to Glenamaddy. Four dusty byways to my heart. One country road led me to the schoolhouse by the meadow. And one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow. One dusty road that led me on my journey far away. Four roads from Glenamaddy. Four roads that drift apart. Four roads to Glenamaddy. Are the four dusty byways to my heart.
The late Big Tom McBride from Castleblaney in County Monaghan, and the Four Roads to Glenamaddy, the town that I went to school in. Anyway, time to look back at Gaelic games, and it was the turn of the hurlers this weekend. And just to remind you, you can watch all the Gaelic games, both the league and the championship, which gets underway at the end of April on GAAplus.ie. So you can go on there, log on. They've got all the various bases. There's two different options. You can get the annual pass, which will cost you €135, about $200. And you can watch all the games, 12 months full access and historic games. If you want to pay a monthly, it's €13.99. So last weekend, as I said, hurling and Galway had a big win over Kilkenny on Saturday night in Galway. Galway scoring 35 points to Kilkenny's 17. And the other game down there, you had Limerick 3-19, Cork 20 points. The Waterford-Tipperary game was postponed as a matter of respect to one of the Waterford players whose dad died suddenly. So at the current league standing at the moment, Limerick on top with 8 points. Offaly, sadly, on the bottom with zero. And Limerick played Galway this weekend. And so there's about two games left, or maybe three, in the league for the playoffs. And that's Division 1B. You had wins for Clare over Wexford, Kildare over Carlow and Dublin. Huge win, 6-32 to Down's 18 points. So Clare on the top there, 6 wins from 6 games. Sadly, Down, no wins from 5 games. And that's Division 1B. Division 2, you have Kerry. Big win over Mayo, 6-24 to 15 points. Leash, 28 points over Meads, 11. And Westmeath, 120 to Derry's, 330 to 1 point win there. So Leash on top of that Division 2. And Mayo holding up the bottom. Camogie, I'm just looking here at the Camogie Games Division 1A. You have Waterford on top and 9 points. Antrim at the bottom. Games of the weekend. Waterford beat Antrim. Cork beat Kilkenny and Galway beat Tipperary. So there's this weekend in the National Football League, you've got a full range of football games, and we'll give you all the results. And as I said, GAA Plus is the site to go to be able to log in and watch all your Gaelic games throughout the year. This time, Mary Black and Song for Ireland.
They fly, they know the call.
You're welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And you're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night on Planet FM in Auckland, Wellington, or Christchurch, Plains FM on Saturday night, and Capitol Coast and Wellington Access Radio, Wellington or Wellington Access Radio on Saturday, on Sunday night. And as I said, big events happened right throughout the country for St. Patrick's Day next week. Just to remind you once again, there's a big day at the Irish Club on Saturday, kicking off with that touch rugby game in the morning. I think it's 11:30 at Mount Albert Rugby Club. Then a big family day at the club afterwards. Sunday afternoon, you got the Hugh Green Parade down Queen Street with a concert at the bottom of Queen Street around the square down there. And then people are welcome back to the Irish Club for an afternoon of fun. Then there'll be a bit of a break on Monday, and then St. Patrick's Day at the Irish Club starts with Mass at 10:30, and people are invited to bring a plate and enjoy the day at the Irish Club. There'll be music and entertainment and dancers throughout the day. So, and if you're able to help with the setup of the Irish Club, they're looking for people to come in and help them on Friday night and Saturday to help set up for the big events. And well done to Gay Kelly and the whole team there. And I'm sure the Irish clubs all around the country are doing the same thing. Hopefully we have time for a couple more songs. We'll go this time with the Pogues, and this is Greenland Whale Fisheries. And just to remind you, the Pogues tour dates are Wednesday 8th of April in Wellington, Thursday 9th of April in Christchurch, and Saturday 11th of April in Auckland. And you can book your tickets at Ticketmaster website. Greenland, yes, it's in the news a lot over the last few months, although not in the last few weeks. But there is the Pogues, and that's called the Greenland Fisheries. Right, I always have a look at the farming section of the Irish Independent every week, and there's a lovely picture in the front of Eddie O'Neill from Ballinadee ploughs with a 1967 David Brown 1200 tractor and a three-furrow plough at the De Courcy Classic and Vintage Club Members Tillage Day in Garrettstown last Saturday. Blue Tongue cases tip of the iceberg as farmers are warned of fertility impact. The disease expert says breeding season is a high risk period, of course, very busy at the moment with all the cows that are, you know, calved into January. It's getting into peak season for milk production. Right, if you've got good quality calves, you're getting a lot of money. Top quality calves exceed €1,000 a head as farmers priced out of the cattle rings. Farmers being hunted out of the main adult cattle rings is driving some calf prices to double what they were this time last year, with top quality continental calves exceeding €1,000 a head. So that's unbelievable. But we know the price we're paying here for beef overall, beef price is very, very expensive. What else? Iran conflict sends farmers worldwide rushing to secure critical fertilizers. Yes, massive issue because a lot of fertilizers come from that Middle Eastern region. Mentioned earlier about the Grand Marshal from Kilkenny. And so George Candler, he explains why he still loves his job after 55 years and how he became an advocate for men's health following a brush with cancer. He's a top auctioneer and they call him the Vaux Williams, as in the livestock auctioneer. And so he's leading the parade down there in Kilkenny. Rural Ireland has been closed down. One basic service after another is killing our communities. And the picture here with a caption, how is it that Ireland is now richer than ever it was? And yes, it can feel such a poor place to live. And they just talk about, you know, rural services like the post office, banks that pretty much closed in all the major towns or semi-rural towns in Ireland, and now post offices. So it's getting hard for people, especially people. I know it's all digital with getting your pensions paid, but there's still people like to go out. So that's not good content for Instagram and TikTok. And another story here. What are we doing on the farm as we brace ourselves for Iran's war effects on input costs? So certainly not a good time. And of course, the big issue over that Mercer deal is still up in the air. It looks like it'll go through, but many farmers certainly not happy. Ireland voted against it. Right, I'm looking at the clock. It's caught up with me here.